June 30th marks the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we'd like to celebrate this milestone with you. You're invited to an open house at the studio and office of Lutheran Public Radio beginning Tuesday afternoon at 4 on June the 30th. Food, friendship, and fun. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. We hope to see you here in Collinsville, Illinois on Tuesday, June the 30th. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. Now it's time for Soundbite of the Week. Four Issues Etc. soundbites. We'll play them for you, and then we want you to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Those who use the phone, that old technology, will take you first because you're waiting on the line. 1-877-623-6943 to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can email your votes to us as well. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. We simply want to know which of these four soundbites you're voting for and why, and your reasons are your own. You can like it, hate it. Whatever your reasons are, we simply want to know which one you're voting for and why. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. And the best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package and Issues Etc. I'll start at the bottom. An Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, travel mug, and an I Have Issues t-shirt. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one comes from Pastor Daniel Preuss talking about how baptism is for everybody.
Your house is burning down. You jump out the window, you break your leg. So there's nothing you can do. A good Samaritan comes by and you say, rush into the house and get everybody out. So the guy rushes in and takes out your wife. The house burns down, your kids all die. And you say to the fellow, what did you do? What are you doing here? And he says to you, well, I got your wife out. And you say, I told you to get everybody out. Oh, I didn't think you meant the kids. If you look at Jesus' Great Commission, he says all nations. Who is that? That's everybody. Baptism is meant for all people, not just the adults.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Daniel Preuss. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from a listener who sent us an email, as read by Jeff, commenting on the great debate here at Issues Etc. and among some of our listeners between Roth and Hagar.
Let's go to Michael in Billings, Montana. He said, I couldn't help but entreat you out of genuine Christian concern to forego your attacks on the gospel as recorded by Van Halen during the Sammy Hagar era. Unfortunately, it has become fashionable in our post-hair metal era to continually attack the merits of Van Halen under the direction of Sammy Hagar. These David Lee Roth pietists are in error. I encourage them all to please recognize their sins of pride and a false sense of superiority over other Van Halen fans. Admittedly, the group did fall into apostasy, as witnessed by their later works, namely the album Balance and that whole Gary Cherone debacle. However, we as Christians should not discard Van Hagar's meritorious work simply because of their later transgressions. I entreat all Diamond Day fans to please rejoin their brethren and to not lord their narrow selection of the Van Halen canon over other fans who can recognize the merits of Van Halen under either band leader.
All right, that's soundbite number two, a listener on Roth versus Hagar. Here's soundbite number three. By the way, if you want to vote for soundbite number two, 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three, Dr. Russell Moore on a real-life adoption analogy.
Well, one of the things that we noticed when we first walked into the orphanage is how quiet it was. Now, you have all of these babies lined up in the orphanage, but they had learned when there's no response to crying, they simply stopped crying. And the last day of our first visit to Russia, we were told we had to leave. We had to go back to the United States. And we walked outside of the door. But before we did, I put my hands on the heads of both of the boys and said, I will not leave you as orphans. We will come for you. And as soon as we walked out of the door, one of them, whose name is now Benjamin, fell down into that crib and just started screaming. And it was the most beautiful sound I'd ever heard, because even though he was in despair and distress, he recognized us as his parents, and he knew that he would be heard. The other thing that was startling to me is that it didn't happen the way I thought it would happen. When we went and received our sons and started to take them out to the car, they were terrified. They were reaching back toward the orphanage, even though this place was absolutely horrific. But they were reaching back toward it because it was all they'd ever known. And all I could think about in the car as I was, you know, trying to reassure them, things are really great where we're going, you just don't know, is it, that's exactly what God has to say through the Holy Spirit when he tells us about our adoption, that this momentary suffering is nothing compared to the freedom of the glory of the children of God that waits for us in our inheritance. Their problem is exactly my problem when I hang on to all of these scraps of absolute nothing rather than seeing an all-surpassing glory before me in the inheritance of Christ.
That is soundbite number 3. Russell Moore on a real-life adoption analogy. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Call and vote 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Now get ready to vote. Give us a call or email us 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org because here's soundbite number 4. Scott Klusendorf on President Obama's faulty logic on abortion.
Imagine, Todd, if I said to you, you know, we're not going to make spousal abuse illegal, but we can all agree that we ought to reduce it. So as president, what I'm going to do is fund programs that get at the root causes that cause men to beat their wives in the first place. We're not going to make spousal abuse illegal, but we will all work together to get at these root causes so we can reduce the cases of wife beating going on. Well, any president that said that would be run out of office, and rightfully so. But the president is essentially making the same argument here. We're not going to protect the unborn, but we can all agree we ought to reduce the need for abortion. Well, my question is why? If abortion is morally benign, if it's true that we ought to respect each individual woman and that it's really her choice and her choice alone what's done, and that is Obama's position, then why is he bothered by the need to reduce the occurrence of abortion? This makes no sense at all. The president's talking out both sides of his mouth.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. Now it's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Steve in St. Louis. Hi, Steve. Steve, welcome.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, I am going to vote for Van Halen.
You can sound
now. I have to take difference. I don't think the issue is Hagar versus Roth. I think it's more of 1984, and that's when they went for pop music, and that's sort of like a Lutheran church going from the Book of Concord to the purpose-driven life.
Oh, that's a great analogy, Steve. Thank you very much. So one vote for soundbite number 2. When we come back, more votes for soundbite of the week. Stay tuned.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Bruce Paulowitz, Yvonne Paulowitz, William DeHope, Pastor David J. Weber, Gary Jensen, Ann Jensen, Eugene Jurgensen, Lois Branham, James and Sandy Barnett, and Kurt Fisher. Thanks for your support.
Liberal churches interpret the Book of Amos as a manifesto for social justice, political activism, and the economic redistribution of wealth. But does the Book of Amos teach liberation theology, or does it proclaim God's law and gospel in Jesus Christ? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is the New Concordia Commentary on Amos by Dr. Reed Lessing. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Concordia Commentary on Amos.
We're not funded by LCMS, Inc. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. click promote, and publicize your congregation to the world.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to go.
So Stephen St. Louis thinks that soundbite number two ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Daniel Preuss on Baptism is for All? Soundbite number two, a listener weighing in on David Lee Roth versus Sammy Hagar. Soundbite number three, Dr. Russell Moore on a real-life adoption analogy. Or soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf on President Obama's faulty logic when it comes to abortion. Let's see what Teresa in Maple Grove, Minnesota has to say. Hi, Teresa.
Hello. I would like to vote for soundbite number four from Scott Klusendorf because I think in it he exposes President Obama's speech on abortion as being something akin to an ignore the man behind the curtain kind of point of view. Scott pulls the curtain back wide open and reveals how Obama's seemingly compassionate rhetoric is really only just smoke and mirrors and doesn't have logic or substance to it. He really brings forth the real issues that are so often overlooked and clarifies them in a simple and clear way. I just thought it was a great critique of Obama's speech.
Thank you very much, Teresa. Thanks for listening in Maple Grove. Let's see what Josh in Wisconsin has to say. Hi, Josh.
Thanks for taking my call. Hope you guys are having a good Friday. I have to vote for Russell Moore for purely personal reasons because although I wasn't adopted from any foreign country, I am an adopted person, and it's good to hear stories like that, not just because adoption is an alternative to abortion, but it's also a way to understand, you know, the verse in the Bible where God adopts us as his own children, so...
Josh, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. I think Josh makes a good point here that we often talk about adoption in the Christian circle as merely an alternative, a better alternative than abortion, saving the life of the child. But it's also a positive good in its own right. It really is. Chris is listening in Indiana. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I have to vote for soundbite number two, but not because I agree with it, because I think it's an example of mixing grace and law together. David Lee Roth was all grace. Hagar was just too much works. So I have to vote for it because I disagree with it.
All right. Well, you can vote for soundbites when you disagree with them. That's part of the game, too. Chris, thank you very much for listening in Indiana. You will note when Steve first called, he made a comparison there. It's like Lutheran churches that once 1984, that album came out, it's like they exchanged the Lutheran Confessions for the Purpose-Driven Life. The downfall began there. Now, that would impugn, I believe, David Lee Roth. I don't know if I want to go that far. I really don't. You know, Craig was looking for all of his Van Halen CDs the other night, and he could only find the Hagar-era CDs until he realized that when he was back in college, he had a party. Someone stole his Van Halen CDs. They didn't deem the Sammy Hagar CDs worthy of theft. I mean, they were willing to steal to get these David Lee Roth CDs. But Sammy Hagar, even the thieves, turned up their nose at it. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's a vote for soundbite number one from Alan in Oklahoma. I vote for Reverend Preuss and his infant baptism analogy. As a former evangelical and Lutheran convert by marriage, it didn't take me long to be comfortable with the liturgy, the pastoral garb, or even the Lord's Supper. Baptism was the last doctrine for me to wholly subscribe to. Even after my first child was born, I only partially took to infant baptism through educated faith until I could finally rid my brain of the ordinance obedience teaching. Reverend Preuss's analogy is a wonderful way to start someone thinking properly about infant baptism. Thank you very much, Alan, and for listening in Oklahoma. A vote for soundbite number, let's see, this would be soundbite number four from Elaine in Canada.
She says, I enjoyed Scott Klusendorf's take on the subject. As long as we agree to disagree, that's okay, because it's all relative and a matter of opinion. We just need to try and understand each other, no matter if something is right or wrong, as long as there's a coming together. Well put, Elaine. Thanks for listening in Canada. Gary in Bridgeton, New Jersey says, my vote is for soundbite number four. How can President Obama think that he can get both sides to find common ground when one side believes it is murder and the other side believes it's permissible? I would like to see legal abortions reduced. Yes, 2-0, says Gary in Bridgeton, New Jersey. Thank you very much, Gary. Bob in Milton, Florida says, I would vote for soundbite number three. Russell Moore, on a real-life adoption analogy, the implications for our family really struck close to home. I'm thankful that my wife was made eligible for adoption and not aborted for the loving family that adopted her. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Florida. Don in Junction City, Kansas says, I vote for soundbite number four. Scott Klusendorf, abortion is the big evil of the day. When human life is not respected and protected from the moment of conception, it will not be respected in old age. I do not trust President Obama to protect any human life. I'm sure the high cost of medical care for the older people will soon come up, and they will need to cut expenses. Don, thank you very much. Here's a vote from Cindy in Milton, Florida, another Florida listener. I'm casting my vote for soundbite number three, Russell Moore. As an infant, I was blessed to have been chosen for adoption by Lutheran parents. We are currently studying Ephesians in our Sunday school class at church, and I'm reminded of these verses, Ephesians 1, 4 through 5. He chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ. Thank you for your ministry through Lutheran Public Radio. My husband and I enjoy listening to your program daily on demand. Thank you very much, Cindy. We love our on-demand listeners. This, a vote for soundbite number one from Maryland and Wheaton, Illinois. Soundbite four was interesting as it points out President Obama's faulty logic. I am sometimes amazed that people don't recognize how faulty it is. Soundbite three is a cool story about belonging to a family and knowing your cries will be heard. We can trust that our Heavenly Father will also hear our cries, but my vote is for soundbite number one. As foolish as it is to save one person out of a burning building, it is just as foolish to baptize only certain people and not everyone. Not only do we try and rescue everyone from the burning building, but if one of the people was unconscious in the building, we would not wait for them to come and ask to be removed from the burning building. We shouldn't wait for someone to make a decision before we baptize them. Thank you very much, Marilyn. Smartest listeners in radio. Beth in Kuwait votes for soundbite number three. Yet again, you're making it almost impossible to choose a favorite soundbite. If you only could select a dud once in a while to narrow the field. However, you didn't, so I'll just have to exercise that gray stuff between my ears. She says, this week I've chosen Russell Moore and his analogy of adoption. He gave a beautiful example of human nature. No matter how bad our past sins can be, no matter how long ago we received forgiveness for them, we tend to want to take them out of the closet and dust them off occasionally. If we had to actually toss them in the trash bin, we'd pitch a fit as big as any toddler when he's being told no. Or, more specifically, a very oppositional half-Lebanese toddler. Personal experience with one of those, says Beth, in Kuwait. What's the winner? I wasn't keeping track.
We're tied right now.
We're tied?
Yeah. Do you have any more email?
I got no more email.
I've got nothing.
All right, so we got
three
about,
and four are tied.
We got a...
We're going to have to just make an executive decision here.
Look, this has been a tough afternoon dealing with that little Twitter bird. I don't want to make any executive decisions. Those kind of things frustrate me. I'm going to leave it to Craig. Craig, you got to choose between three and four. No, you can't pick two.
Yeah, he picks two. Hey, I tell you what, for time, only just because it's shorter, we're going to go with four because we have time to play four and probably not three.
Okay, then soundbite number four wins. The clock decides which one wins this week. Thanks to everybody who voted. Here's the winner.
Imagine, Todd, if I said to you, you know, we're not going to make spousal abuse illegal, but we can all agree that we ought to reduce it. So as president, what I'm going to do is fund programs that get at the root causes that cause men to beat their wives in the first place. We're not going to make spousal abuse illegal, but we will all work together to get at these root causes so we can reduce the cases of wife beating going on. Well, any president that said that would be run out of office, and rightfully so. But the president is essentially making the same argument here. We're not going to protect the unborn, but we can all agree we ought to reduce the need for abortion. Well, my question is why? if abortion is morally benign, if it's true that we ought to respect each individual woman and that it's really her choice and her choice alone what's done, and that is Obama's position, then why is he bothered by the need to reduce the occurrence of abortion? This makes no sense at all. The president's talking out both sides of his mouth.
That's the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week, Scott Klusendorf on President Obama's faulty logic regarding abortion. Thanks to everybody who voted. Teresa, who's listening in Maple Grove, Minnesota, I believe. Give us a call back. Give us your contact information, and we will send you the LPR bundle package. You can also email it to us if you want to, talkback@issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943. When we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about race, gender, and homosexual behavior. Here's the argument that you'll often hear. Gay marriage is just like interracial marriage. Is it? We'll find out whether or not it is on the other side of this break as we begin hour two of Issues Etc. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for May is the Concordia Commentary on Amos. It's written by a regular guest, Dr. Reed Lessing. We'll be talking with him next week, by the way, about Amos. You can find out more about the book by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Or you can call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours and ask them about the Concordia Commentary on Amos. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. In about a half hour, during the second hour of the program, we'll be reviewing an Ascension Day sermon preached yesterday by Pastor George Borghardt of St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Conroe, Texas. A sermon review, but first, we're going to see whether or not the comparison between interracial marriage and homosexual marriage stands up. We'll be right back with hour two.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois. 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.